Then, Fata began taking Karl to work with him regularly. "I see how hard it is for you," said Mutter, when she came upon me in the hallway one morning. Fata and Karl were closeted in the study, examining, I guessed, the building plans for the cellar my father had described to me some weeks earlier. School was closed for summer, and although I'd begun work on my trousseau, I didn't feel like being indoors, and was on my way to the drawing room to try to tempt Elisa to walk along the river with me. I was surprised by my mother's comment. "What do you mean?" I asked. Mutter took my hands in hers. Although she wasn't yet showing evidence of it, my mother was pregnant with Tekla. She'd broken the news while Emilia, Elisa, and I were alone with her the previous day. Fata, she had said, was overjoyed. An eighth child. What a woman he'd married, he'd exclaimed. How weary she looks, I'd thought. She might have been 22 years younger than Fata, but it seemed she aged faster with every child she brought into the world.